and the day that I away, be Akav Yeshua Duna.
As Baruch Hashem, we're approaching Sukkos. We've got a great Yom Adin before then, Yom Kippur. One of the greatest mitzvahs on the Sukkos is the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Arba Minim, a person of Mahdi, Arba Minim more than other mitzvahs. Others say the Lashon HaTorah is Prei Tzadah. There's a Torah Shel Tavek showing that should be done in the open of Hiddur. Prei Tzadah has a yofi to the mitzvah. The fruit is a Prei Tzadah. Hodah means shame, it is nice, and therefore, by definition, since it's something that's nice, explain the Mufashim, therefore, a person should try and give extra Hiddur in doing the mitzvah of Arba Minim even more than other mitzvahs. Reb Simcha just gave me this essay over here. This is, you see quite clearly, this is a essay with the pithim has been knocked off. Sometimes it's hard to be able to tell whether a pithim does or doesn't did shed its esrog, its pithim while it's still on the tree, whether it only fell off afterwards. The pasuk don't really give simonim. The accepted simon is if you see it's got a groove inside where the pithim is, a circle going around and the groove in the middle, that's the accepted simon as being that the pithim fell off whilst it was on the tree. Nothing's 100% bulletproof that it acts as a simon. As esrog with a pithim is always you're safer, you know, that it's kosher l'chaladisk, it's got a pithim on top of it. Somebody told me that he is to learn with somebody called Torchin in Eretz Yisrael, the inikel of Reb Lezer Tzadik Torchin, the one who brought out Shein Halachos together with Reb Chaim Kinevsky, and he said that his Zayda once sent an esrog from his pardes with his son to the stipler, a homegrown esrog, for the stipler to shake on it, and the stipler was an elderly person and had a pitum on it, and the stipler said, "Veisnish, ich bin schon alter Yid. I'm nervous a whole yomta with a pitum. Why do you give me one with a pitum? Give me one without a pitum. Now this I'm not nervous if it falls down, it should become possible." So here's the stipler who was madif to take an esrog without a pitum. No, no, no. That means it is a, if your person has a... Because at that point, his nerves of the whole of Yom Tov have been coming over here. No, that's not different from the first and the other days. But a pitum is a mailer, because if it became knocked off whilst after it was on the tree, then the shad is when, at which stage it has to fall off for it to be a rad. No, if a person has with a pitum, it's 100% guaranteed that there's no problem of the esrog being chasa because the pitum's not in there. However, the chaznish is regen for all the years, most of them were without pitums, and Sidur Rabbi Lashev held very strongly that even though the Rosh holds that if it sheds it in the first shlish, then it's not a problem. He held that nowadays most of our sregim, if they don't have the pitum, is yet problematic. So it's a shaila in the poskim whether with a pitum or without a pitum, every person should do whatever they brought up with it. But the person said there's no maila b'chalal with a pitum, of course a pitum has a certain maila. And geh, whatever anybody walked into geh, it's a sort of see. They're all shaking over there with a pitum because Api Kabbalah, they say, I can't tell you whether via state, but it's Api Kabbalah, it's right to have a pitum. That's the esrog is itself. You got the tad, which is where the shashanta lies on. We refer to the pitum as only two parts to it. There's the shashanta and there's the tad underneath it. Then there's the part of the esrog which is called the choytim. Which part is the choytim? It's three shittas in the shenim. How one defines the choytim. Either it's the top part over here, the schmitz towards the end, that's according to Shitzar Rambam, Shitzar Ritz case. According to the Rosh, it's the whole slope. As it starts going on the slope, that's where the chaitim is. And according to Shitzar Rashi, it's the bit below where it starts going around. So this is the chaitim, the little one circle around it, one bump which is the accepted way, not something which is clear in the poskim, one bump underneath where it goes around. The Be'alocha says that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is mashmah that goes with Shittas HaRosh. So the slope, that's where there's a chisaron, that's where the choytim is. However, says the Be'alacha, one tries to incorporate Shittas Rashi, who says that the slope isn't actually the choytim, the bit underneath it is where the choytim is. Where does it happen after a minute? There's two main areas a person always has to look for when one tries to choose an esrog. One is a problem of a shinumara, and one is a chisaron, a problem of chisaron, of something missing inside it. Shinu Mara, the halacha is that a black dot is something that ought not to be on the Esrik, and therefore Mamela, it passes it because it's felt on the Yofi of the Esrik if it's got a black dot inside it. Most of our black dots nowadays don't come under the definition of black dots, either because if you look under magnifying glass, you'll see that it's just a bit of dirt that's accumulated to itself, stuck itself to the Esrik. It's not actually a black dot that's on the skin that can't be removed. Even if it's something that can't be removed, says the Mishabura, has to be something that comes from a push, something that's fafot, it's gone moldy inside, that caused that discoloration. If it's just something which was caused externally to go in, nowadays a lot of the black dots come because you spray. Never used to be there was spraying at all till a few years ago with Esrig and weren't sprayed at all. The old Esrig was always a chashash of being grafted. Because the Esrig is a very weak tree, the Esrig dealer at Israel told me the average lifespan of an Esrig tree is 15 years. When I asked him about that Michal Yudah was alive at the time, about the one that was growing in Michal Yudah's garden that he was given by the Chaznish to plant, was still, as everybody knows, lasted till the end of his lifetime over there, which was about 50 years old at the time. Asked him, it's called a normal Zach. He says, it's Mamish, Nes Nigla, such a thing. You don't, that Esrig tree doesn't go for 50 years. 15 years is, and then you got the first few years as Allah, so you can't use it. So if you only got 15 years out of it, there's a big, and it's a weak tree, so there's a big taiva to come and have to do harkava. The harkava used to be done on the day taking a kashkush, which you put into the bottom of the tree, and you grafted the two together. You can't graft two different minim. The Pasuk says, it's pri oisa pri leminoi. It says, the sepunda, you can only graft two minim the same. You take an apple and a plum, you won't be able to graft them together. It has to be something of the same, but citrus fruit, you can mix them together. So you take a grapefruit that's made out from an orange and a lemon. You take these fruits together that are one of the same, you can graft them. Chishchush is the same mean of an esrik, but nevertheless, it's not an esrik. So you take the two of them together, that made the esrik. And there was a reason for people to do it, to make it stronger. Nowadays, there's no chashash kemat of an esrog being grafted, because nowadays everything's sprayed, and if you've seen a lot of esrogim, there's a brown ring, just under the pitum, that which looks like a normal blettle. The reason why in the last few years they have these rings around is because naturally the esrog wanted to shed its pitum, but because it was sprayed, therefore it caused the esrog to stay on. So instead of shedding it, it stayed on. But the esrog was really ready, which like often happens on esrog, that it sheds its esrog. Since it was ready to shed it and was only stayed on because of the spray, that growth that grows back afterwards because of the spray causes that circle. That's why you often see by the pitum, that's where it comes from. But when you spray, it's got its chesroness as well. And one of the chesroness is that when the spray remains on the esrog and dries up in the sun, it causes also a black mark. Now that black mark also isn't really what comes from Mibifnim, from the Esrik, from the push. It's dried up on the sun onto it. That also doesn't constitute a psul. So often when you have black marks, they say that black mark makes the Esrik psul, it doesn't automatically make it psul. There's a third reason why we often see black marks, and that's when a thorn goes inside. Anybody seen an Esrik tree will know that it's full of thorns all around, and to get a nice Esrik, they have to put a lot of effort inside it, and they put foams and everything around the esrog to protect it in order to make it grow, that it shouldn't be damaged. But if a thorn does come inside, then shein shulchan aruch, a thorn goes inside, doesn't make the esrog chasa. Why doesn't it make the esrog chasa? Because it hit the thorn and it came straight back out. So if a person would put a knife in front of the esrog and put it straight in and straight out, nothing's gone missing from the esrog. It's pushed aside the whole esrog. The whole esrog has remained b'milur. That doesn't make a sort of chesaron. And the esrog goes on the tree and gets a hole from a thorn, there's no problem of turning a chasa because nothing went missing. The only chashash of a chasa is always when you have a thorn and it slices at the side. Sometimes you see a groove going along the side. Then, even though it's from a thorn, but it took some of the material, it took some of the flesh, it took some of the basal together with it, that's when it turns into a problem of a chasa. Straight in, straight out isn't a problem. But what often happens is that when you have the thorns, after when it grows back, it makes a black circle. And that black circle that you see over there, that's a Schwarzer Pindel. It may not be a Schwarzer Pindel that comes from the push, but when you see black circles, they're often coming, it's either from having dried, the sun that sprayed dried on it, or it's from a thorn that was taken out, or fell out and therefore it grew back with a bit black over there. Most of those aren't b'emes chisaron of a shocher, but since we can't tell, we don't know which one, we're machmir on shocher. But it's not automatic that a shocher is going to be a problem. Now, when you have on the esrig, so said at the top part of the esrig, if a person has a black dot at the top, then it's going to make the esrig possible. So if a person is looking for an esrig, a black dot is a problem anywhere on the slope over here, and chatchila one is machme even from the dad area or the area under the first bump under the slope. That's misad shochri. Now, besides for that, there's another problem which is very, very frequent, and that's the chason of chasa. Chasa is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. What makes chasa? Is the chason of chasa? There's three things. There's one thing which is called mefulish, which mefulish means you take a needle and it goes right through one side to the other. The classic case of a mefulish, if it goes through the chadri azera, there's three layers of skin to have the esrig. There's the outer layer, there's the second layer, which has a bitter taste, and then there's inside the white flesh. If you cut open the esrig, you'll see it's very, very thin. Both the outer two layers together is very, very thin. Till you can see, can we come up beyond line with the rest of the esrig, and you're already seeing the flesh, the bosa. Don't have to go too deep in order to hit the bosa. If you hit the white, the bosa over there, the white, where you see white, that's considered the bosa. If a person scrapes off just a little niklaf, is all right. Niklaf is all right, unless it's niklaf bekulo. If a person peels off the outer layer without touching the second layer, then it's all right. If you go partly into the second layer, then it's already a machlekes. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it already turns into a chosa. And according to the Chazon Ish, it's only when you see the white part, then it turns into a problem. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's very, very easy for it to turn into a chosa, because the outer layer is very thin, and it's not clear how thin it is. You can't really test it because you can't take it apart. Something that Yisrael told me, that he put it in a freezer, and that's the way to test it. After Sukkos, you let it freeze, and whilst it's frozen, then you can peel it apart. And you see it much like a membrane, very, very thin layer around it. So in order, according to Shittas Mishnah Berurah, to turn into a problem of a chasa, it's very easy. You don't need much. And when a person goes and takes an esrig himself, last night, somebody brought me around an esrig. I told him, this is a fresh one over here. You see the bottle of somebody. He said, yeah, he went to the moicha and it was just returned by somebody else. And he said, Metzia, he's got a new esrig, a fresh one, just came back over here. He came and bought it over there. The person before, obviously, tried cleaning it, whatever he did. And it's Pasha made the esrig into a chasa. If a person doesn't know what he's doing, it's not kedai ever to touch the esrig. You leave it the way it is, you don't run into problems. If a person has a bletel on, and the bletel is taken off, Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's a marapostle, if you take it off, it may be alright by peeling it off. But by peeling it off, you may run into a bigger problem. It's to be very professional, the person needs to know how to do it professionally to take it off. It's never worth touching guessing. Ask the Shaila and see what halacha is. If it's alright, then leave it there. And if it's not alright, then give it back to the moicha and pick up another one. But to go and peel it, you're going to run into problems. So chasa, we said, is when the classical case of the Shulchan Aruch is where it's mefulish, it goes through from one case side to the other, that makes it possible. And another case is when there's ke'issa. Ke'issa is ba'erech, two centimeters, a circle of 2 centimeters, ba'erech, 5 pence coin, that size, something like that. That's the shear of a ke'issa. And Shulchan Aruch says if it's mefulish or it's ke'issa, then it's a problem. But now comes the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. One day in Shulchan Aruch is that if a hole goes through mefulish right the way through the esrig, or you have a hole ke'issa, then it's possible even if there's no chisaron bechelal. Then if you take a needle, it goes all the way through. A thorn went right the way through, and it didn't take out any of the flesh. It's possible because a hole going all the way through is possible. That's one day in Shulchan Aruch, and according to that day in Shulchan Aruch, that if you don't have ke'issa or you don't have that goes all the way through, if you have a chisaron, if you actually have part of the esrig missing, then it's possible even a kol shu. That's one day in Shulchan Aruch, a chisaron kol shu makes it possible. That's one day in Shulchan Aruch. And the second day in Shulchan Aruch is, then no, it's only the chisaron of mefulish going all the way through is also only if that's a chisaron of a kol shu. And the chisaron of ke'issa, the size of a 5 pence coin, is only when it has a chisaron as well at the same time. So we know that there's a chisaron right the way through and a hole of ke'issa. But whether that's talking about when it's missing or not missing, that's what machlokes is. And the nafkamina is, if you have something missing, a small size whether it becomes possible or not. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch that if it's missing a kol shehu, but the eved it's alright, even for the first day. And but the eved alright, says the Mishabura, means you can even shas atchak, you can even make a brach on it. But that shas atchak, say the poskim, doesn't mean that you go to the stool and you can't, don't want to spend time looking for another esrik, and you have one that has chisorim, it's called a shas atchak, my time's precious to me, I don't want to do it. That's not shas atchak. Shas atchak, say the poskim, is you can't afford it, and this is the only one. Or shas atchak means there is no other option. That comes under shas atchak. To spend time looking for esrik doesn't come under shas atchak. But for the second day of Yom Tov, says the Mishnah Berurah b'Shem the Ma'amar Motcha, you can make a bracha on a esrik which is chasa. Since it's in any case 2 days on Shulchan Aruch, if a chasa, a chisan, a kol shu is possible, second day Yom Tov isn't a problem. So if a person after the first day Yom Tov or second day we mag with kol cholamoyed, second day is already a shayla, you come to cholamoyed, you have a shayla of a esrik, whether or not it's a chisan or not, you knocked it and it got a bit of a bump and there's something missing over there, something fell on it and a bit came out. If it's less than ki'issa, then you can safely make a bracha on the second day of Yom Tov. First day Yom Tov is a problem. Now, if it's a, what's always the shaila is you're not sure whether it's a chosa. You go, it's very hard to see whether it's a chosa, whether it's not a chosa. That's where a person has to take it to a rov to be able to come along and check himself whether it's a chosa or not. But if something is a chosa and you're not sure whether it's a chosa, since on Yom Tov it's not clear that there's a soul of a chosa of a kol shu, if it's a sofik chosa, then it's called a svek sveker. It may not be that a chosa in the first place, and then even if it is a chosa may not make a chosan at all. So any sofik of a chosa doesn't mean the person doesn't know how to tell whether it's chosa, and therefore he says, I don't know. That doesn't make a svek sveker. It means you show it to somebody who can actually has the ability to be able to tell whether it's chosa or not, and he can't decide whether it's chosa or not, then it's considered a legitimate sofik. Plus, it may be a sofik whether the halacha is that chosan is. It becomes possible, it doesn't. The two of them together means it's alright. So a person picks up an esrik, just to sum up. A person picks up an esrik. We're looking, basically, the main 2 points you're looking for is to make sure there shouldn't be any black dots. Black dots is either on the chaytim or lower down. Lower down, the only need is, you're one at one side, the kuntim shabura, and one at the other side. Left, it covers two sides of the esrik. It's only 2 dots. It's one over here also makes it chasan. Makes a psul in the esrik. It's quite easy for black dots to make a psul in the esrik. So you're looking for black dots, that's the main thing. Besides that, you're looking sure to make sure that it doesn't, there's nothing, no chasar inside. It's not chasa. If you see the flesh itself, then that's quite a bad chasa. If it's not gone through the flesh, it's just been scraped, it looks to you like it's been scraped a bit, so it has to be seen by somebody to see whether how far it's gone in. If it's gone in far enough, then even if it hasn't hit the flesh, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's a problem. Over time. Just another short, small halacha, which is also important, is that the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix that when esrik is scraped a bit, then if it has a discoloration on top of it, even if the discoloration is the same as the mara of a esrik, it may become possible. In order for it to become possible, black is for sure chesaron. Red is very not shchich to find over here. Red. Mishnah Berurah says that red may be possible. You don't usually see red dots. Last year, a few people brought around the sregim and had red dots on. So I couldn't understand. How do you see a red dot? Red dots, one doesn't see in Chutzlert. They only see it in Eretz Yisrael and Shemitah. You see red dots because they haven't had all the sprays and they haven't been worked on. Then you get red dots. You don't get red dots. There was one moicha here in town who kept a few of his sregim had these red dots. It was an insect. It was a red insect. You look under a strong magnifying glass, you can see it was a red insect. It wasn't a shayla of a red dot. So one doesn't see red dots on a sregim. But if a person has a discoloration on something which is chisaron, that could be a problem. If it's a chosa kol shu, even if it's just been, not a chosa, if it's a niklaf, it's just been scraped a bit, it doesn't become possible. But if there's a discoloration on top of it, then if you have 3 of those, which is quite easy to happen, it's peeled a bit and got a bit of a discoloration and happened in 3 places, then it's the same as a manuma. Manuma means 3 places where a black dot makes a problem, or one at the front, one at the back makes a problem. The same is if it's peeled and it got a discoloration, then it makes a problem. So the person has to look out to make sure it's not peeled. If it's peeled, it has no discoloration, no black dot at the top, on the top part, and at the bottom, there shouldn't be too well. Shabuzeichet ibn Kami, the mitzvah of Yidurim, Mr. Shem. Yes.
Yeah.